This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has launched its most intense military operation in the occupied West Bank in nearly two decades. The raid on Monday included a series of drone strikes and the deployment of hundreds of troops on an open-ended mission into a militant stronghold. At least eight Palestinians were killed and dozens wounded. The crackdown in the Jenin refugee camp came at a time of growing domestic pressure for a tough response to recent attacks on Israeli settlers, including a shooting last month that killed four Israelis. An international center has opened in The Hague to help hold the Russian government accountable for its aggression in Ukraine, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The International Center for the Prosecution of the Crime of Aggression Against Ukraine has opened at the headquarters of the European Union's Judicial Cooperation Agency, known as Eurojust. The move is the latest step in concerted worldwide efforts to hold the Russian leadership criminally responsible for its war against Ukraine. Ukraine's Prosecutor General Andriy Kostin called the opening of the center a historic moment.
When the civilized world not only voices, but also shows by concrete actions that accountability is what matters the most.
The center will not issue indictments or arrest warrants for suspects. Instead, it will support investigations already underway in Ukraine, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Ukraine's air defenses are not yet sufficient enough to protect itself against Russian attacks. He said, unfortunately, our state does not yet have sufficient number of high-quality air defense systems to protect our entire territory and shoot down all enemy targets, Zelensky said during his evening video address. This is VOA News. Cameroon officials held activities marking International Plastic Bag Free Day, celebrated annually on July 3rd, and they called for civilians to return to the old practice of packaging and storing food in plantain, banana, and other plant leaves. Moki Edwin Kendezga reports from Yaoundé, Cameroon.
In 2012, Cameroon banned the use of non-biodegradable plastic packaging on the grounds they clog waterways, spoil the landscape, and take 1,000 years to break down. When they do degrade, they break into particles that pollute the soil and water. After dropping for several years, non-biodegradable plastic bag pollution has doubled since 2019 to 600,000 tons per year, according to the government. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Nigeria's Federal Revenue Agency said on Monday it had partnered with a traders association to collect value-added tax from millions of informal traders, part of a push to widen the tax base by President Bola Tinubu's government. Africa's largest economy has embarked on its boldest reform agenda in decades, including the removal of a popular petrol subsidy and restrictions on foreign exchange trading, a gamble by Tinubu to try to boost sluggish growth. Crowds gathered at town halls across France to show solidarity with local governments after six nights of violence. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Walking through the streets of Parisian suburb Les Lilas, crowds applauded in solidarity for Mayor Vincent Champin the day after his home was hit by a burning car. The unrest came after 17-year-old Nahel, a boy of Algerian descent, was shot dead by a policeman in the suburb of Nanterre. Nanterre's mayor, Patrick Jarry, said he understood why riots erupted on the streets after Nahel's killing. The backlash comes from a deep-rooted sense in the suburbs that the French state routinely discriminates against young people with immigrant roots. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police say a Texas man who went missing as a teenager in 2015 after last being seen walking his dogs in Houston has been found alive. It was not immediately known where the man had been the last 8 years. He was 17 years old when he was reported missing in March 2015. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news and information, download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.